Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Achrimos, in the fourth Aliyah, beginning with Perek Yud Zayin, we hear about the Isser of Shchutei Chutz, the prohibition to shecht an animal as a korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah says that korbanos must only be brought to the Beis HaMikdash and shechted there. And many mefarshim discuss the connection between this topic and the rest of the Parsha. Up until now, our parsha has been dealing with the avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And now, seemingly all of a sudden, we hear about the Isser of Shchutei Chutz, about how we're not allowed to shecht korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash. Many mefarshim discuss the connection between these topics. For example, take a look at the Balaturim and the Kli Yakar. One beautiful explanation comes from the Shemen HaTov, Rabbi Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita. He discusses this in two places, both in volume 3 and in volume 5 of the Shemen HaTov. And he says that you have to look not only at the first two topics in the Parsha, the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol and Shchutei Chutz, but also at the next major topic in the Parsha, Arayos, forbidden sexual relationships between people, such as incest, in-law parents, in-law children, etc., etc. What is the connection between all of these topics? Says the Shemen HaTov, there is one common denominator, and that is boundaries. First, we have the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadashim except for one time in the whole year, and that's Yom Kippur. That's the first boundary, the boundary of time. A Jew has to know that time belongs to Hashem. Yesterday, the chametz was usser. Today, chametz is mutter. Yesterday, the Kohen Gadol would die if he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And today, he must go in. A Jew must know that his or her time is limited and bounded by the command of God. Next, we have the Isser of Shchutei Chutz. That's the boundary of space. A Jew has to know that space belongs to Hashem. Here, a korban is mutter. There, it's usser. Here, a Yisrael can go. And here, only a Kohen can go. A Jew must know that Hashem is in charge of the world and where and he's in charge of where we do what. I go where Hashem tells me I can go, and that's it, nothing else. And finally, we get to the Arayos. That's the limits of one's body. A Jew has to know that his or her body belongs to Hashem. I can marry this person. I can't marry that person. The world tells me that I can do whatever I want with whomever I want. And the Torah here and in many places tells us, no, Hashem is in charge. There's boundaries about my body as well, limits. And these are the three topics in our parsha, reminding us of the parameters and boundaries of time, of space, and of body. The Shemen HaTov does not say the following, but perhaps one can suggest that that is why in Perek Yud Dalid Pasuk Zayin, we hear that someone who brings a korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash is Dam Yechashev La'isha Hu Dam Shafach. He's like a murderer. He spilled blood. He gets kares. And why should that be? I mean, it's bad to bring a korban, to shecht the korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, but is it that bad? Dam Shafach? And the answer is yes. All of these things have that power, that weight. All three of these boundaries, the knowledge and awareness of these limits of time, of space, and body are so important, so critical to our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that all three have a death element to them. They are that significant. And returning to the Shemen HaTov, the Shemen HaTov goes one step further and says that the whole Parsha begins reminding us of the deaths of Nadav and Avihu. Acharei Mos Shnei B'nei Aharon B'Korvasam Lifnei Hashem V'Yamusu. The Torah tells us with this introduction and with the idea of Hashem placing limits on time, space, and body, that even people like Nadav and Avihu need to keep these boundaries in mind. Nadav and Avihu were trying to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with fervor, with passion. We're not talking about people who were lazy, bound by their desires. They were bekarvasam lifnei Hashem. They were trying to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it says in Parsha Shmini, in Perek Yud Pasuk Gimel, the Torah says, Bikrovaya Kadesh. They were trying to serve Hashem, to get closer to Hashem. If that were me, I might think that limits don't apply to me. I can go wherever I want. I can do whatever I want with whomever I want, as long as I serve Hashem. And our parsha tells us, no, serving Hashem means serving Hashem the way He wants, at the time He commanded me, not more and not less. Have an amazing day, everyone.